Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back on the Luke and Pete Show. Two boys in a room. It's never been done before.
Are we still boys?
Are we still boys? I think we're quite boyish in our outlook, I think.
Should we take our shackets off?
It's a bit warm in here, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll take my shacket off.
I'll take my shacket off.
How's it going?
All right, yeah.
I've
just been recording a Luke and Pete Show, Luke.
Have you done a special brew check yet?
I haven't done a special brew check. I've not had time. Oh, I've got a full week. Got Sparky coming around tomorrow.
Nice.
Because all the electronics went off in the cabin. My shorted little cabin.
Shed.
It could be water damage. It could be just the electrics just getting a bit old. It's on a different system to the rest of the house. Or it could be that I've made a few modifications to the house with my big wall.
Have you really?
Well, look.
How is it a different system? What does that mean? Surely
it's on a different part of the board, effectively. It's on one side of the board. It's supposed to be circuit protected, but it isn't because it flips everything. So I probably just did a little drill into a wire. Even though I had one of those beepy things, beep, 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 check all the bloody things.
Did I ever tell you I had a job once as an electrician's labourer in New Zealand? I mean, it was hard, hard work. It's kind of what it spurred me on to just talk crap for a living. And what the job was this company had the commission to do electrical refits of shopping centres.
Mm-hmm.
So they would basically go into one part of a shopping centre, close that bit down, strip all the old shit out, and rewire the new shit.
Yeah.
And my job was partly to pull the old shit out.
Yeah.
And obviously to do that, you have to be able to check that the cables aren't live. So they give you a little pen and you follow it around.
Yeah.
Right? That's what you're referring to, right?
No, I'm actually referring to a stud and electricity detector. So it detects metal in the studs, and it also detects anything with AC current.
So they would say that we've shut all that part of it down, but double check with this pen because they don't want people pulling that shit. It's live.
No,
I get that.
That's less than ideal.
Problem was when I was in New Zealand, I was probably the only. Like Western white labourer.
It's a way to imagine that New Zealanders aren't Western.
No, because they're all Maori.
Okay.
It was all Maori guys.
Me.
And the Maori guys were all about 25 stone.
And strong.
Had a very strong. Embarrassingly
just
strong.
Just proper men. Yeah.
Bearing in mind that I can only just about get myself up a ladder. Right. And also a very lackadaisical attitude to health and safety. Just like, not bothered. Not bothered. Like, none of them had the pens.
Right.
Didn't bother using them. I saw one guy clip through a cable with some nail pullers, which are all completely metal. And it was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
Went sparky.
He got thrown about 6 feet across the fucking room, right? And obviously electrocuted himself.
Yeah.
And just sort of shook his head a bit and got up. The fucking foreman came running over. Like, it was like, sit down, you okay? Blah, blah, blah. Everything like that.
Yeah.
And it called the first aider over, called a fucking doctor. And the ambulance guy was like, if you weren't 400 pounds or whatever, 200 kilos, you'd probably be dead.
Yeah.
But you're fine. And then the foreman just went, right, can you all please make sure you are using your detecting pens? Thanks. And carried on and nothing changed. I was like, this is crazy.
This is insane.
So anyway, so that was my one experience of electrical work. It was so hard. I remember about 3 or 4 weeks in, up a ladder, looking up into a roof, because you know everything's in the roof.
Yeah.
At shopping centres, you push those little tiles up. Have you ever, and painters and decorators listen to this will absolutely know what I mean, because I had a bit of a job painting ceilings once, and that was awful as well. it's really hard to hold stuff up.
Hard on the wrists and the shoulder. Yeah, really, really rough.
So I remember at one point falling asleep at the top of a ladder. It was so hard because you start at like 6 a.m.
That's not ideal.
Yeah, it's
you
terrible.
Don't want that in your life.
Anyway, carry on. But, the shed.
What was the? Oh yeah, no. So the man has to come round and rebuild my electricity. Unfortunately, that's a bit annoying.
Were you standing around, kind of nodding and pretending you know what you're talking about?
I pretended that it wasn't me who installed the walls. I'll tell him that.
Yeah,
we had some fucking cowboy come in, and
these have all been signed PD. it's Paul Dummett. The key, as we talked about a number of times on this show, and for everyone listening, this is absolutely key. If you know nothing about home improvements and you get someone in to do it, you need to show them you know just about enough for them not to be able to rip you off.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
But
yeah.
Not so much that they think, well, why isn't he doing this himself? He must be a bluffer. It's a really difficult sweet spot.
Yeah.
I obviously reached the apex of it when the roofer said I was a proper fella. Remember I told you?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's exactly the sweet spot you want, and it only cost me $25,000.
Yeah, that's gonna. This is gonna cost me as well. But
would it cost you less if you hadn't tried doing it yourself at the start?
Oh no, I mean like the things that have been built are very good, very good. Mm. It's just I've clearly just nicked a wire somewhere.
How much is it going to cost you?
It'd be up to £500, I think, which isn't too bad, but it's still not ideal.
How long will it last?
What? How long will the wires last?
It will last forever.
Hopefully forever.
But it's value then, isn't it?
It's adding value, yeah.
Speaking of electrics, can I just say something? I don't think we talk enough...
About electrics?
About how hand dryers have improved.
Right, okay. Are we talking about the Dyson Airblade and all that business?
Well, I think... So when I was driving up to the Lake District, stopped a couple of times on the way up, a couple of times on the way back, service station, go for a piss, wash your hands, use a hand dryer. Mm. I think it's rare to find a bad hand dryer now. And there never used to be a good one.
Now, if you have ever been where I live, it's kind of, you know, the faded glamour of Southend, effectively. Mm. And a lot of the public toilets have those excruciatingly, ones that seem very futuristic in the late 80s.
You're in Leon C, though, right?
I'm Leon C, but it's down the road from Southend.
Okay.
And there's a lot of kind of public toilets that have those big metal... Sort of aluminium kind of constructions where you put your hand in and they do soap and they do water and they do...
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And
it's
like an old lady breathing on your hands. Yeah, it's terrible. So you still see those ones around.
That's
you
a used to get them
in, but you used to see those in McDonald's. That was their kind of how they used to do it, but they don't do it like that anymore.
That's a legacy problem.
That is a legacy problem.
What I'm saying is...
All right, a new one.
I cannot stress enough how difficult it was to find a hand dryer anywhere that was even serviceable. But it was completely pointless.
You're just wiping on the back of your trousers, aren't you?
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas now, you've got the new kids on the block, you've got the Dysons,
you've got
the other guys.
Yeah.
They're decent. And the way that... Actually, it's actually quite fascinating how the Dyson one works. Mm. Because the Dyson one doesn't actually dry your hands. It works like a windscreen wiper. It blasts the water off. So that's why you see a big collection of water in the tank underneath. They have to change it. Or if it's not done properly, it's on the floor.
Right.
So what's happened with hand dryer technology, with hand dryer ideas, is they've gone from how can we dry your hands to let's just get the water off your hands, which I guess in a weird way is a similar way to thing to drying, but it's just done a completely different approach, which I think is amazing. And I don't remember the last time I've gone to dry my hands and it's been a poor effort.
I had no idea that the Dyson Airblade collects the water underneath. And of course it would do. It's got to go somewhere, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I want to drink it. The forbidden drink.
Oh, God.
That would be the forbidden drink. Because technically, if you've washed your hands properly, it should be clean.
That's your special brew.
Sterile.
That's my special brew. Yeah, that would be a very special brew.
Oh, Lord.
That is actually how they make special brew. but all I was going to say was I was always a very kind of like very committed paper towel man.
Yeah.
And in recent months, I've started to convert. Because I always had a thing in the back of my mind about the environment.
Mm.
It's a lot of the paper towel dispensers, you've got to take about 6 of them out. Mm. And it's bad for the environment.
Where do you stand on those little rotating,
I'm against them.
Rotating
disgusting.
Towels? Disgusting.
They're just disgusting,
why?
Aren't they?
Why?
Just grim.
It's a fresh towel, boiled like...
What, will you put them on a rotation thing?
Yeah, yeah.
No, because the bottom bit's all dirty.
Well, just don't touch the bottom bit.
Do you know what? It always puts me in mind of a couple of friends I know, one of them, which is a hotelier, and he said, never underestimate how disgusting people are in hotel rooms. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
Just because you've been brought up properly and you do your thing where you strip the bed down and we all leave it as we found it, you know, I would be mortified because I've got your name and your number on file.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
But he said, no, most people are just disgusting.
Mm.
And I feel like that in public toilets.
What, but people just do what?
Yeah. Oh, it's just, come on, it's awful.
Piss on the seat. That's a low point for humanity, I think.
It annoys me that people were like that, because it's almost a bit, because, like, I don't know, I can remember, speaking of the electrician labouring thing as well, obviously that whole part of the thing will be closed off. And you'd have to go into, say, for example, the women's toilets.
Mm.
The women's toilets are beautiful. Like, they've never been used. It's like they've never been used.
Yeah.
Smell fragrant. And then you go into a men's toilet,
why does it smell of, like, fish? Why does it smell of fish? Where's that come from?
I don't think that women know enough that men have to go through the battle of the fucking Somme to go use a public toilet.
There's a couple of bars that have used the premises of, like, you know, those underground London sort of toilets, public toilets and stuff.
Yeah, they get converted to bars.
There and I'm like, I want to know whether it's the boys or girls.
I can't shake what it used to be.
A lot of people don't shake it. That's the fucking problem. Piss everywhere.
It's a bit like moving into a house on an Indian burial ground.
No, thank you.
I'm not doing it.
No, thank you.
I'm just not doing it. Anyway, Pete, what else has been going on?
Dad told me a story about how he nearly killed a man on a boat once.
Wow.
He was saying that he was up the top of the mast, because obviously the mast is where you keep all the comms equipment, the radar and all in business. And he was up really high.
How big's the boat?
Well, it's a ship. Like, the HMS Penelope, I believe. It's a big boy. And he's up the top and he's fixing something. And he... you're supposed to skewer all your tools, because if you're up there and it falls and bonks someone on the head,
bad news.
And he had a big industrial roll of electrical tape, like massive electrical, like big roll of silver tape, and it was like thick and heavy, and if it had hit someone on the head, it would very easily kill them.
Like
from
that speed tape
feet.
That planes use.
Exactly. Yeah. Where's that gone? It's used to be somewhere in the office somewhere. So really heavy. And he said that it was the thing, and it fell off it secured it with like this twine, this kind of orange twine or whatever. It did some twine. And they didn't have enough metal wire to secure it, so he had to use some twine, and the twine snapped. And it just came down. And this guy, his manager was fixing something electrical in a cupboard on deck, and it hit the deck, bang, right behind this guy, and then bounced over the side of the ship. And my dad was like, the guy came out and he was like, what the fuck just happened there? Like, it was really close to his head, big bang. Because the tape had bounced over the side of the ship.
No evidence at all. It's almost a perfect crime.
It's a perfect crime. So my dad could have, like, just kind of walked past him whistling. I don't know why I'm there.
Did he get busted?
He didn't get busted, no. Because my dad stayed completely silent up the mast.
Yeah.
And so this guy was just looking around going, what the bloody hell just happened there? If he'd have looked up, he'd say my dad... With his lack of electrical tape, so my dad got away with it.
How did your dad get some more tape though?
he's got to come down, hasn't he?
Yeah,
at some point.
He's not still up there. He wouldn't pay you up there, was he? Are you sure that wasn't the story that your dad just told to impress his new mate with the rifle?
Probably, yeah. Oh yeah, what? Because he's ex-squaddy. Yeah, it was hell, isn't it? Yeah, it was hell. Yeah. Yeah, no, I missed out on the Falklands by a couple of years, but
did he? Your dad did, yeah.
Yeah, he missed out. He was snarling. He said he got right out of the Navy, and then. I don't know why my dad refused to do the Luke and Pete show a few weeks ago, even though I sent him a microphone and webcam. He refused to do it because he just values his privacy. I talk about him every fucking week on this thing.
Well, the
There's
key
no
thing
privacy.
Is you don't value his privacy, so, and nor
That's
do our listeners.
No, exactly. But he missed out on the. He came out in the Navy, and then the Falklands happened, and he was like, "I want to get out there. I want to fight the war." Because obviously, you know, Navy was heavily involved.
Absolutely.
But then a year later, he was like, too bad, been fighting over a comrade, and doesn't really matter.
Oh, showing off now.
Showing off now.
Can I tell you a story about...
He's been de-radicalised.
I'm trying to link this without being disrespectful to your dad.
Right. He doesn't listen and he doesn't care.
Okay.
Right.
Speaking of incompetence at work. No, I'm only joking. Although this is a story about incompetence at work. I found a story the other day, which I think our listeners will very much enjoy. It's an 18-month-old story or 2-year-old story or something. But anyway, there's a pilot who had to resign from South African Airways because he was found to have a fake license, right?
Right.
South African Airways said that, you know, we found this pilot's paperwork to be forged after a reported incident during a flight from South Africa to Germany. And they've
when he shouted, "What the hell is that?" So, it was a radar tower.
Can they still do a loop the loop? Yeah, yeah. And they've fired him, and they're seeking criminal damages for fraud and all the rest of it, right? Anyway, that's quite interesting. This was in March of 2019. Guess when he started working for them as a pilot? Guess.
Well, look, if he's done his time as a pilot and didn't have the qualifications, I'd say he's earned those qualifications. 2 years?
1994.
Oh, no.
25 years without incident. For me, that qualifies you.
That qualifies you.
And that should be his defence, his criminal defence.
Can I fly a plane or not fly a plane?
He was a senior first officer, right?
Good Lord.
But check this out. Where he almost always worked as what they've called a monitoring pilot, where he didn't actually command the aircraft physically.
Right.
So he just oversaw it.
Just oversaw it, right.
So what happened was, after 20-odd years, he was actually asked to be in control of a plane.
Oh, and he couldn't do it.
Going over the Swiss Alps to Germany. And his co-pilot reported that he, quote, made some strange turns. Fucking hell!
So he'd never actually committed, he'd never actually dirtied his boots as a proper pilot. He just managed to sort of float around. What a gig!
And the thing the thing I found baffling about this, as well as terrifying, there's so many layers to this story, because one is it shows you, I guess, how safe planes are, I suppose. Yeah. But two, I'm fairly certain pilots are supposed to refresh their license every year.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you'd think they'd have to do...
The rest of the pilot guys have always been in touch, so I'm in the simulator doing my refresh or whatever.
Yeah.
They have to do it.
Yeah.
So how negligent is this company for letting him do this for so long?
Oh, that's dear. Great.
And we've flown some African airlines, you know. We could have been on this plane.
I've flown about 3 or 4 times. When I was doing my charity work. Terrible.
Crazy.
Terrible stuff.
So stop there, because you don't want to talk about charity work.
Don't want to talk about charity work.
But, I mean, should we be worried about that? should there be an immediate audit of every single pilot? Because I've got a few questions about some of the ones that have emailed into this show, to be honest.
they shouldn't be listening to the Luton Patreon. Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. I mean, look, he shouldn't be doing that, but what a gig. Just people going, is this all right? Yeah, I guess so.
Is there no air of embarrassment for South African Airlines that they've let someone get away with this for so long?
No.
It's like, don't worry, someone slipped through the net a couple of weeks ago. We've nipped it in the bud. It's like, someone slipped for the net in 1994.
He made some strange turns.
And they've got, what other job could you have where you carried on for that long and no one noticed?
No.
It kind of reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons where Homer finds himself in the cockpit of the plane.
Yeah, I've worked with a few places. You're like, are you qualified for this?
What, in this company?
yeah.
And where Homer's going, I'm not a pilot. And the guy's going, oh, you fly boys, crap me up.
You fly boys.
I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, you guys crap me up. Kind of thing. Classic. Anyway, but you're right. There are bluffers everywhere.
Yeah.
And most of the time, those said bluffers aren't responsible for the safety of literally thousands of people all the time.
You don't want that. You just don't
do
want
not
it.
Want that. Let's have a quick break. Mm-hmm. Let's renew our pilot licenses. And when we come back, we'll do a few more emails. How about that? Oh, we've got the battery brands as well, because it's Thursday, so we'll do that at the back of the break. Yeah. All right, see you in a minute.
Okie dokie.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We're back for the Battery Brands, boys. What have we got this week? Who has come up with a unique brand that we've never heard before?
We get so many battery brand submissions now, I've almost just entirely focused on people with names that please me.
Right.
So okay. First up is Peter Pennington.
That's enjoyable. I like that immensely.
He submits a Fenyatech.
Fenyatech.
Have you got it there in front of you so you can search it?
Fenyatech.
Because I think it might be a new player.
I think it might be a new player as well. No, yeah, I'm getting nothing. I'm getting nothing.
Congratulations to you, Peter Pennington. P squared. A Fenyatech, a new battery player, has entered the game. Fantastic. And as ever, he submitted a photo, which is absolutely vital. If you don't submit a photo, you could just be sending a word in.
It's a nice look. They've chosen a really poor bit of typography. They've chosen a terrible font for it. It's like it's green.
Yeah.
Two kinds of green. It looks. It does look like an afterthought. A lot of these designs are.
So that's one new player. We've got four in total this week. Joe Reynolds has sent in an N-top, E-N-T-O-P.
N-top. We've had N-top so many times, yeah. I'm not even going to bother to searching for that.
I thought that.
Yeah.
I like to encourage people, though. I don't want to be too dismissive. No, so Joe's right. Got a chance.
You're true. Yeah, no, he hasn't. I mean, there's 17 emails here.
Commiserations to you, Joe. Ryan B. MIDI Max. Two words. MIDI Max.
MIDI Max.
Is that a new player?
MIDI Max. It's not a new player, but there's only one. One entry for that. Actually, no, two. Ryan B sent it this time around. We've had one from Tom Smith and also Greg Sleet.
Commiseration to you, Ryan, but keep trying. There is no end of battery brands out there. You may be able to find one sooner or later. Craig Souter, this is my personal favourite of the week. Craig Souter drew our attention to these. Pittsburgh Steelers batteries. Batteries with Pittsburgh Steelers on them.
Now.
Probably sold in the club shop or something.
Are we allowing this? Because I can't help but think that this is it's more of a promotional tool rather than the actual brand itself. I'm not sure we should allow those.
Okay, congratulations to you, Mr. Souter, for your kind of ingenuity. But I think because they are marketing tools, they're just rebadged.
Yes.
We're not going to have it.
Yeah,
they've got the NFL brand on them. Not having that, get fucked. So that's a no. So congratulations to Peter Pennington. Commiserations to the rest of you, Joe, Ron, and Craig. Keep them coming in. We'll do a handful more next Thursday.
We certainly will. I got a message here from Fergus. We were talking about last week Squid Game. Still don't watch any of it, Luke. Apologies, but we were talking about red light, green light / Mr. Wolf. What time is it, Mr. Wolf? That game we used to play in the schoolyard. And I couldn't remember how it all ended. What happens if you got too close to Mr. Wolf? Yeah. Fergus says, gents, as I recall, if you get to Mr. Wolf and tap them on the shoulder, you win. And then you become Mr. Wolf yourself, starting a new cycle of lupine terror.
Thank you very much for that, Fergus. Yeah. Who apparently is the advocate of the post-lawn mowing beer. So a very illustrious alumnus of the show.
Depending on how old your lawnmower is, I find cutting grass quite therapeutic.
Yeah, I've seen you do it quite a few times. Yeah. I was surprised at how much you got into it.
Yeah, that's something I'm into.
I'm not going to spoil a Squid Game because it wouldn't be correct, especially as you haven't seen it. I think you should watch it because I'd be really interested in your insight because of your reasonable amount of knowledge of the Far East. There's a bit in it, there's a plot point in it, which I think was so bad that it almost ruined my enjoyment of it. It didn't. I still rate it. I still liked it. I still followed it through to the end and I still enjoyed it. But there's a plot point about, I don't know, three quarters of the way through. Everyone listening who's seen it will know what I'm talking about. And it was so poor that it takes you out of the whole thing.
Right.
Okay. So watch out for that. You'll know what I mean as soon as you see it. Okay, what about this from... let's do this one from Mark, actually. Mark Roberts. Who says, hi both, long time listener, first time emailer. The reason I'm reading this one out, Pete, is because I want you to help me try and work this out. He says, disposal of smelly or manky food. We were talking about that a while back. Me and my fiance have access to just flush it down the toilet. because that way it's out of the house immediately. No need to worry about bad smells hanging around the house. Mm. Obviously, you put worse down the toilet, so whatever. Mm. So that's the point. That's the email he gets in.
Right.
That's the subject he emails in about. Sorry. Mm. However, he also says this: long time listener, first time emailer. Thanks for all the great audio over the years. I met you both once at a work party.
Right.
And you couldn't have been nicer chaps.
Right.
Now,
okay.
Where would we have met Mark Roberts at a work party?
Mark Roberts at a work party.
We've only done one work job together, and that was Capital. Right. I don't remember.
At a work party. Maybe he was at a work party.
But why were we there?
Cutting about. We're like the work party crashers.
We're not like wedding crashers. Yes. First of all, you refused to go out drinking with me, first and foremost. Secondly, why would we be at someone else's work party? I don't get it.
No.
So Mark needs to get back in touch and give us some information. I'm slightly terrified he's someone that we both know quite well. We've just misremembered him.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Like a work party. It had to be. Yeah, it had to be that he must have been having a work party.
Yeah.
And we will have been just kind of cutting about.
Forgive the self-indulgence, but we don't normally get that kind of email. It kind of just made me think, what the hell is going on?
He's spooked out.
And I want to finish today with a little bit with an email from Tom. And this email is entitled by me, A Disastrous iPod Sync. Regular listeners will know that I do little things to remind myself. This is called A Disastrous iPod Sync. It says, good morning, gents. I thought I'd chip in on the subject of discovering parents' porn collections.
Oh.
The year was 2007 and several pals and I were off to Cavos for a week of drunken shenanigans. Prior to the flight, a friend of mine had told me he'd been up the night before updating his iPod, but had run out of time, so decided to sync his dad's entire music collection.
Mm.
An hour or so into the flight, my friend was nodding off, so I asked to borrow his iPod, which he duly obliged. I spun through a couple of albums, but still couldn't find anything I was particularly into. I decided to delve deeper into the iPod's depths and discovered he had also accidentally synced his dad's photos.
Nice, please, yes.
Among photos of family Christmases, foreign holidays, and his sister's graduation was a folder containing several hundred photos of my friend's mother in some rather uncompromising positions. Being a good friend, and only being 20 years old, I decided the best way to treat this rather delicate discovery was, Pete...
Look at them.
Yeah, and show all the rest of the group. Well, my friend was asleep.
Oh, no.
He discovered what had happened, and when we landed, and one of the first acts he did on that holiday was to throw his iPod into the sea. Thanks for the many hours of fun he says, thanks for many hours of fun I've had listening to you guys on several of the stuff. Thanks, Tom. Now, I got busted once for reading an email out, which is obviously fake. Was that fake, that one there, do you think?
Nah, it seems pretty standard stuff, doesn't it? It's very easy to, because, you know, the iPods did used to sync photos as well, so that kind of works.
Yeah, it's disappointing, though, isn't it?
It's disappointing, isn't it? Because, like, you presume with, like, iCloud and stuff or the iOS system that you wouldn't really be able to sync those. But, yeah, the dad's had a bit. But it's the dad's fault. You shouldn't leave it out in the open, so to speak.
Why? Correct me. Why do you need 400 photos of your wife in an uncompromising position
on
an iPod?
Digital photography. Take a load and you can just delete the ones you don't need. All right.
Yeah, it's 2007, so in many ways, technology is a big arbiter of what's happened.
Exactly. Yeah. How many megapixels are we talking?
I didn't think you could sync across to a different device that easily.
Back in the day, you could, yeah.
Right.
It was all free and easy.
So that's pre sort of DRM kind of.
Pre-DRM, all that business. Okay. That's a shame. That is a shame, but I hope that person got over it. I doubt he did.
It's the kind of thing that if you're talking about 2007, that's almost 15 years ago. He's probably still getting ribbed for that now.
Yeah, but nowadays I think you grow up and sort of go, right, okay, I think I can probably handle that. And there'll be so many people who have had these kind of experiences, I suppose. But it's just funny that he kind of showed all his friends. I mean, I
don't think it is funny. I think it's disgraceful.
In the recent past, I had some friends round the house, and one of those friends, a rather large gentleman, left what can only be described as some soiled pants. In my house.
How long ago was this?
I don't think that's important. But
this is brilliant. I want to try and work out it is.
And I picked up the soiled pants.
In the bathroom?
Yeah.
Where were they? It's on the floor?
Well, he'd left quite a lot of clothing by accident. He just hadn't packed his suitcase properly.
Oh, right.
And,
okay.
And so I was left with these pants. I was left with a lot of clothing, but one of the items was a soiled pair of pants. And so I
How
had...
How badly soiled?
You, there were white pants. Like
one skid, just one little skid?
A comprehensive skidding, I think it's okay. Fair to say. It's not. Right. It's not a. It's an event rather than a. You know, all of those need washing. Okay. So I didn't wash that pair. I threw them in the bin, but not before taking a picture of them and sending them to the other friends who were on the on the trip.
Is that fair?
Is that fair? I don't know. It was just a weird thing to leave behind, personally. If I'd shat my kecks, I'd probably be quite careful about, you know, where I left them.
I think if I had done it, I probably would have just told you.
Yeah.
By the way, this is a bit of a problem.
It's a bit of a problem.
Because the thing for me, the thing that doesn't add up there, and maybe you are within your rights, because...
I've got some shitty pants in my house.
That's point number four, about point number four. But the first point I was going to make was, if I'm staying at someone's house and I shit myself, I'm probably going to have to tell them.
Right.
And I think it's only fair to tell them. It's embarrassing. I probably wouldn't say it in front of the wife they have access to.
Yeah,
I'd probably just say, "Look, can I have a quick word? And can we solve this together?
Can we come to some sort of...
I know you've asked for none of this,
right?
Because this is in your house.
Yeah,
this is within the boundaries of your home. This is what's happened. And the point is, at the very least, I wouldn't have forgotten that it happened.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have left that particular thing behind. Because in many ways, like if something massive happens, like you shit yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to be the one thing you're going to pack is that.
If anything,
you're going to forget everything else.
Yes, exactly.
I'm notorious for leaving my toilet bag in everyone's house. I never remember it.
Yeah.
Because I leave it in the toilet, or the bathroom, sorry, and I pack my stuff. I don't go back into the bathroom because it's rare you go to the bathroom before you're about to leave.
Mm.
And bang, I leave it.
You leave it, yeah.
I'm not leaving skinny pants.
No.
Simple as that.
No, I'd throw them out the window. But so if you ever left any soiled underwear.
is it someone I know? Oh, fine.
No, so it's all good. All good.
All right, on that note, that's probably the only way we can leave the show this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks very much for listening. Please do not send us in stories about shitty pants.
We had been on a roller coaster some hours before. Maybe that was related.
Very traumatic for some. I'm not a fan of a roller coaster. I saw a really cute thing the other day of a little toddler who wasn't big enough to go on a roller coaster.
Aww.
But was really desperate to go on it.
Yeah.
So his dad, or her dad, I forget if it was a boy or girl, their dad had put a big screen in front of them in the house,
right.
Put them in their little high chair thing and did a simulator thing.
Nice.
And was standing behind them, like bumping up and down the chair. They were absolutely loving it.
That's good. It was amazing.
So
I like that.
A lot of people enjoy roller coasters.
Exactly.
Not your friend. Fair enough.
Friend.
If you've got anything else to get in touch with us about, though, maybe you've faked being a pilot for 20 years.
Yeah.
Get in touch. hello@lukeandpeacher.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review, a 5-star review. Over on Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast. That really helps us as well. We'd appreciate that. Most of all, though, we hope you've enjoyed it and do keep listening. And we'll see you on Monday. Peter, it's goodbye from you.
Goodbye from me.
And it's a goodbye from me as well. See you soon. Have a great weekend.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around the duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.